Our first guest is Chicago pop artist Lindsay List. Thanks for coming down.
Hey, Dave. Thanks so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
And you've got a show that's going to be up now through January 26th at Essentia, 2118 North Halsted.
Yes, I do. It's called Priceless.
Priceless.
It's yes?
Play off the name, your name.
It's absurd. It's amusing. It's a celebration of the finest things in life. Things that can't be bought or sold, only cherished.
Now, tell us the medium. Tell the listeners right off the bat the medium you work in. I mean, I know neon, so let's do it I've seen the term neon scrapper, but you work in neon, but I don't know anything about lenticular printing and all that. So talk about how these two things merge.
Okay. I work with a lot of salvaged, repurposed things. I don't bend neon. What I do is I give life to old signs, and I take the signs from businesses that maybe are busted in certain places and that a lot of people would just think of as trash. I collect them, and I piece them back together and reweave them to tell a new story.
Now, how'd you choose this path? How'd you choose neon?
It chose me. It's the light, you know,
yeah.
Keeping on the sunny side of the street. It chose me. I feel like things in light were sold so much by, like, corporate America, things in big, bright letters. I think art in lights can do the same thing.
And so where do you find your neon? I mean, do you find it? I mean, are there, I like specifics, are there old stores, old bars, are there junk shops? I've been to the neon graveyard in Las Vegas.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. I've worked really hard to meet people that would be scrappers, that would be taking signs down, that would be paid to remove things and just get rid of them. And they have to pay a lot of times to dispose of them. Now they can call me. I'll take your old signs.
So you're known in the neon world.
I'm getting to be. Yeah. I'm getting to be. It's not just neon. I like old, interesting objects.
Yeah. Can you give me an example of maybe take us through the process of a piece of neon you found and how you made art of it? I mean, like, 1, 2, 3, like, okay, where'd you find the neon? Then what'd you do with it? And then let's go down the line, how it came together.
There are companies that all they do is neon. Best Neon in Chicago, for example, has a beautiful sign business. Huge, 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 huge. They take down signs and take down when they're doing new signs. Places like that, they've been so generous with me. And they've given me parts of signs that maybe would have come off of, let's say, a Western Union.
Okay, that's good. Yeah.
And a Western Union, I think everything is energy. Uh-huh. Like, maybe people going there doesn't have such, like, happy memories. I don't think people going to a Western Union, you know. I try to turn it around and use it for something different. Like, let's say I took the Western Union and I took the ERN from it and put an L in front of it and put it on an old bookshelf that said rejects only. And then I put LERN, learn.
Now, does that go into this discipline of lenticular printing? I don't know. Okay, now what is that?
That's like a Cracker Jack box. Okay. Like, remember, like, the prizes you would get in Cracker Jacks where you'll look at it, and if you look at it spot on, it's one image. But if you twist your wrist and make the image move, it appears like it's moving. There's a second frame behind it.
Uh-huh.
Well, lenticular printing is like that. It's like a layering of multiple images. And when the viewer moves, the images shift.
And so how do they combine? And
maybe, I like to layer them.
Okay.
Sometimes they don't. They might not necessarily be layered. They just might be side by side.
And that's what people see at the show.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. Explain. So how many pieces will be there?
There's over 30 pieces there, and if you go to my website, lindseyliss.com, LINDSEYLISS.com, you'll see examples. There's a ton of pieces. It gives you a really good idea of what I'm doing.
You did a double angle thing here. I have on my notes of the Buffalo Springfield song, "Stop Children, What's That Sound?" The other angle is "Everybody Look What's Going Down."
Yeah.
Okay, how did that work?
Well, that I'm so glad that you brought that up, because that's one of my most important pieces. I don't know if you zoomed in on that. Those words, "Stop Children, What's That Sound?" And when the person viewing the work moves, it says, "Everybody Look What's Going Down," is backed on faces. They're all of the 2015 victims of gun violence in Chicago. So that's a very important piece.
Is that on display?
It's on a light box, yeah.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, we got to take a break, and then I want to talk to you about how you ended up in Chicago. Okay?
Wow.
So don't go away on Nocturnal Journal on WGN. Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on WGN 720. We're here with Chicago pop artist Lindsey Liss. I've never had a pop artist on the show, so thanks for joining us.
No, thanks for having me.
And
I
know a lot about neon, the neon wilderness and stuff. Lenticular printing. I'm still learning about that. But you were just in Miami.
I was.
What were you doing in Miami?
I was there for Art Basel.
Okay.
Yeah.
And did you have pieces up or what?
I did have a couple pieces, but I really go there. I like to see what is going on, what my peers are doing, and yeah.
Miami, I was telling you during the break, I don't know how much you travel, but it's one of my favorite neon towns. Any listeners who've been to the Club Deuce, I love the Club Deuce. It's been a setting for, I think, Miami Vice and stuff. It's like an old biker bar right there in South Beach. But they got great neon there.
I love that you said that about Miami. I've got in my head this road trip where I head out to Miami and I hook up with like a U-Haul and I fill it up with vintage neon.
You do?
They have the best signs.
Yeah.
They really do. Their old neon is uncomparable.
I'm trying to think. Miami, of course, Vegas.
Yep.
Old Route 66.
Yep.
You know, I mean, do you see neon going away? I mean, there's certainly maybe not as much neon as there was in the 50s and 60s.
No.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people use LED.
Yeah, right.
That's great.
Yeah.
To each his own. I'm not there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love the chemical aspect and all of that.
Now, do you?
I don't bend it.
Yeah, I'm going to get real geeky here.
No,
I mean, yeah. How do you work? How
no,
do you?
These are great questions.
How do you work with it? I mean, you don't bend it. So
no,
what do you do?
I don't.
Yeah.
So what I do is, when I get something, I don't necessarily need to know right away what I'm going to use it for. If it's coming to me, there's a reason. I'll store it, and then I'll have an idea or be working on a project, and I have this little vault, and I'll lay out what I have or look at pictures of my inventory and repurpose it, put different things together that definitely were never meant to be together. It's new life.
And roughly how big are the pieces? I'm sure they vary in size.
They vary.
So small to large, ballpark.
Oh, like 12 by 12 to much, much bigger. You know, 6 feet by 6 feet.
And you have collectors.
I do. I love you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Where else have you exhibited in Chicago? Soho House?
I have just had something at Gallery Gershard. I was part of a show in Hyde Park at Connect that I'm so proud of. So proud of.
Tell us about that.
Was called Now. And it was really about what's going on in our country post-Trump getting into office. This is a very, very important time and an exciting time to be an artist.
So how many artists were in this show?
There were maybe about 10 different artists. And this gallery is right in like the heart of Hyde Park. They do phenomenal
stuff. And the name of the gallery
there.
Again?
Connect.
Connect. Is the show closed now?
The show yesterday was the last day.
Oh, yesterday was the last day?
It was, but...
What was there a connective theme then with the 10 artists?
Well, it was artists actually from all across the country. And it was really... It was pieces that had a commentary on what it's like to be an American in today's time where Trump is our president. I still feel like kind of silly saying that Trump's our president.
We've asked that question on the show before. Do you feel it's the responsibility of an artist to respond to the times, especially negative times?
I think it's the responsibility of everybody. I don't want to see your post on Facebook complaining about it unless you're picking your butt up and doing something. Say less, do more. Yeah. It's the responsibility of artists. It's the responsibility of everybody. What did JFK say? Like, one person can make a difference and everyone must try? I think everyone can make a difference and everyone needs to try.
Now, that leads into some of the work you're going to be doing with what's coming up in the future. Work you're working on
yes.
now.
Everything that I'm doing now is, I'd like to think, a call to action. I've turned everything into protest signs. I want to use my voice to enlighten other people or wake up other people or inspire them, that's the right word, to use their voice.
Motivate them.
Yeah, just do something.
Yeah.
I don't even care what it is, just do anything.
Yeah. So, you're from Bloomfield Hills.
I am.
And
Detroit. Today was like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you probably paid attention to the game.
It was very confusing in our house.
But are you happy the Lions won?
I don't really care. All I have to say is my daughter thought that the Lions' costumes were silly. That's what she wanted to know. Why did the costumes look like that?
I didn't see any of the game, but like I told you during in the green room, and we were talking about it. Somebody said they were like pajamas or something. Was it?
I didn't see it either. Yeah. But yeah, apparently their costumes were silly.
I was too busy preparing for the show. So Bloomfield Hills, and then the stuff Bob sent me. Then this is great. So I don't know when you did this, but you sold advertising for Yellow Pages.
I did.
What a fun thing! I bet that job doesn't exist anymore.
Nobody knows.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah. Yellow Pages or Neon, which is more endangered.
I loved it. I went all over the city and met business owners, and I wrote their Yellow Page ads.
That was in Chicago.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I love it. Like, I still, to this day, go places and I feel like I know the city now, like a cab driver.
So how did that work? I mean, you just drove around, called on different clients and stuff?
Yeah.
Have you kept any of them in your neon world and stuff?
Some of them have come back around just by chance.
Yeah. And you've got 4 kids.
I do.
That's amazing because you're young. You're very young.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah,
but
one dad.
The reason I asked that, I have here 4 children, and sometimes I don't ask family questions, but age 8 to 13, but the reason I want to ask that question is, do they bring a sense of wonder? What type of dimension do they bring to your artwork and the way you approach art? Or like if you're bringing home Neon, how do they respond to that? They're kids. How do the kids influence your art?
Oh, in every single way. Uh-huh. I feel like, who's raising who?
Yeah.
Although now that's like not so funny because my 13-year-old's bigger than me and likes to pick me up. They help me keep things clear and focused and honest. They're really the biggest reason why I feel a call to action and why I'm doing what I'm doing.
And they, so they're fans of
they
all
are,
your work.
They are. You want to hear something? This is so funny. My house, I have neon in my front window of my house. You can't see it from the street, but it makes the front window of my house glow. I didn't realize it, but people call my house the murder house because it shines red from the outside. The sign that shines red, it says, your mom wants you.
No. Do you have it? It's kind of a left field question. Do you have any like favorite neon signs? And I'm trying to think like some great. I know they exist, but any
right
great,
now my favorite neon sign? My favorite sign right now is partially because it's malfunctioning, but it's the wishbone sign on school in Lincoln. Because on one side it's burned out and it just says bone. Yeah. I'll never grow up. I'm only 5'2". And on the other side, it says wish. So I kind of think that's funny. But
yeah, I wonder. I've asked that of club owners and stuff. How hard that stuff is to maintain, and what happens when something burns out? You know,
that wishbone is like a 2-second thing.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's give me the details again, because we got about a minute left. So tell us about the gallery. Tell us about your website. Anything else you got coming up?
Yes. My website is Lindsay, Lindsey, Liss.com. And save January 26th for the closing party for my show Priceless at 2118 North Halsted.
And proceeds from
proceeds.
Yeah, mention this.
I am giving a percentage to Juvenile Diabetes Research Fund and Three Arts Club.
Very good. Well, thank you.
Thank you
for coming down. Thanks for coming down.
Thank you.
You're a great guest.
I had a blast.